following CannabisRadio.com program contains explicit language and content that can be considered graphic and offensive. This program is not suitable for all audiences, and the opinions expressed do not reflect those of CannabisRadio.com, its staff, management, or sponsors. Listener discretion is advised.
Welcome back, everybody. Stoner Jesus Show live. I'm here, of course, with St. Peter. As you know, Halloween is coming up. It's about to be upon us. And who better to give you great costume ideas than St. Peter? Who knows more about fashion and the night of Halloween than St. Peter? I don't know of anybody.
Yeah.
So this is St. Peter's list of suggested Halloween costumes. Make sure you got a pen and pad ready. Yeah. I actually believe we did this last year.
Yeah.
But as you know, well, first of all, I don't remember them. And as you know, we are not above reusing bits over and over and over again as many times as it takes.
Shameless.
Beat that dead horse.
Yeah, beat it.
Absolutely.
Beat that horse.
So without further ado,
beat it off.
St. Peter, please.
Oh.
Lay your list on me, homie.
Yeah. Yeah, you could wear a black tarp, and you can go as like a black hole, you know, like a space thing, Jesus.
Ah,
space.
Ah, yes, it sounds
yeah, in space, like a
sounds
space.
Dangerous.
Well,
actually, very dangerous. Hit by a car, and whatever.
Well, okay, whatever.
Be that as it may, move on. Go ahead.
Yeah, you could go naked. You can either say you're a nudist, or you escape from a mental institution, or you can tell people that you're Lady Gaga.
Ha. Ah, I see.
Yeah.
Because no matter if you're a man or a woman, you can still go.
That's right.
As a nude Lady Gaga.
That's right, because they say she has a penis.
Awesome. She's always naked.
Right.
Very good, Peter.
Oh, thank you.
Very good.
Thank you.
I get it. It's very clever.
Yes.
All right. Move on.
Oh, you can cut two holes in a sheet, like a white sheet, and put it over you, and you're a ghost. You're a ghost. You're scary.
Actually, Peter, people have been doing that for a really long time. I think as long as trick-or-treating has been around, have been cutting two holes in a sheet and going as a ghost.
Well, I'm not aware of that, Jesus. I was not aware of that fact.
Be that as it may. It does not matter.
Okay.
It does not matter. Is there any more?
Yeah. You can go as a drug dealer, and you just go around with like a bag of like sugar or whatever and sell it to kids and other people. And it'd be awesome.
Yeah.
Might make some money, too.
A lot of things sound like they can go wrong with that.
Like what?
They'll either land you in jail.
I don't see how.
Or in the hospital.
No.
Same with the nude one. The going naked. That can land you in the hospital.
No, I don't see how. Jesus.
I don't know. Flashing children or...
You're not making any
frostbite.
Sense.
Frostbite. Or it could, of course, land you in jail because you're not supposed to be naked and walking around in public.
I don't know.
And this one, you know... Yeah, I foresee bad things. But then again,
I don't think so.
This is just St. Peter's list of suggested Halloween costume ideas. You don't have to do any of this.
It's true.
I wouldn't recommend it. As a matter of fact, I'll go out on a limb.
I would recommend
and say,
it. I think it's
except
awesome.
For maybe the ghost one, I wouldn't attempt any of these.
I would do all
but,
of
hey,
them.
Hey, maybe that's not you.
I have done
maybe
all of them.
Maybe you're a free spirit. Maybe you're a rebel. Maybe you're going to do whatever the fuck you want to do.
That's right.
In that case, who am I to stop you?
I'm a rebel.
Just a little old radio host.
Yeah.
Stern Jesus Show Live.
You're a bitch is what you are.
Be safe on Halloween night, of course.
Are you paying attention to me, Jesus?
No matter what your costume is, no matter what you're doing.
You should be listening more to me, Jesus.
Stay tuned.
It's got
Stoner Jesus Show. More epic awesomeness coming up.
Fucking comedy gold, son.
You can put your weed in there.
Stoner Jesus.
Oh, check this out.
Oh, yeah. That's beautiful. A lot of people don't realize this, but you can put your weed in there.
This is the Stoner Jesus Show on CannabisRadio.com.
It's my Greg here, Poontang, if I can use a medical term.
Man, oh, man.
You're gay. There's no fact in the church.
Oh, yeah.
Holy crap. Don't try to debate me on something. Motherfucker, I can't do many things well, but words are my shit. Ah, yeah, son. What's up, everybody? Stoner Jesus Show, Chapter 1, Verse 15. I am your host, Stoner Jesus. Those of you listening to the free audio version on stonerjesus.net or cannabisradio.com or iTunes or Stitcher, welcome. Those of you watching on video version, thank you as well. Pointing at you. If you don't have the video version, you don't know that. If you do have the video version, you are well aware of that because I'm still doing it. I've been pointing at you an uncomfortably long amount of time, so I'm going to stop now. Welcome to you who are on Patreon. Get the video version of the show, patreon.com/stonerjesus420. All the chapter and verse versions of the show in full glorious video. You can see what cool hat I'm wearing. When I like put stuff up on the screen that I want you to see, you'll be able to see it instead of just imagining it. A lot of stuff in today's show. It's the Halloween special. We're recording this on October 29th, 2017. Welcome, one and all. Let's stop that music. Welcome, everybody. I am Stoner Jesus. I'm on Twitter at StonerJesus420. If you want to email the show, it's StonerJesus420@gmail.com. And, Facebook, we're all over Facebook. Got the Facebook page, Facebook.com/StonerJesus420. Turn down the feedback on my air a little bit. I'm annoying myself. The sound of my voice is annoying me. So, I don't know how it's affecting you. Because I can't bode well for how well it's going out there when you're listening to my voice, but whatever. We survive. Search Disciples of Stoner Jesus on Facebook to find a group of the show, hardcore fans of the show. Hang out there, Disciples of Stoner Jesus. Search it on Facebook. Seek and ye shall find. Isn't that all what I always say? I think it is. Always. That's what I always say. I'm known for saying that. Seek and ye shall find. It was in a book or something. I don't know. Go check it out. Go to your local library or wherever you procure your books. I know a lot of you are book readers. I know a lot of people listen to me right now. You had to put down the book to listen to me. And you're going to go back to the books. I understand. I got it. Anyway, fuck. there was a little technical issue last week when I went to a different camera angle. Matter of fact, I will show you this camera angle. When I went to this camera angle, which does not work with the logo there. But anyway, when I went to this camera angle, it picked up the mic again, and it was like echoing, and that was dumb and annoying. So I stopped that because I have enough of the dumb, annoying shit going on here without adding to it. But if there's any technical issues, I am on a new... There's only a second episode I've recorded on this new broadcasting software, this new video software. So if I fuck up, well, it's user error. The echo you heard at certain points in the show last week, it was like 2% of the show, but still. Because I never went to that other camera angle very much. Because it's not a very good angle. Not that this angle is good, but the other angle is worse. It's worse. Only way you can find out how much worse, patreon.com/stonerjesus420. Get a video of the version of the show. Tell me. Which camera angle is worse? It makes me look worse. Is it this camera angle? Or is it this camera angle? I would submit that it's this one right here you're looking at. I think the other one's okay. I look kind of distinguished. Dare I say maybe even cool? No. I take that back. I'll cut that part out of the podcast. I do not look cool. This is good enough, though. I think this is not a bad angle. It's got the banner in the back, the flag. It's good. God damn, I'm going on and on. And 99% of you who are listening on audio, you have no fucking idea what I'm talking about because you can't see me, so you don't care anyway. You're just like, Stoner Jesus, I'm 8 minutes into this, 9 minutes in. I'm fucking bored. Get on with it. Thank you. That's what I need sometimes. I need some tough love. People tell me just get the fuck on with it. A lot of stuff coming up. On the show, this is our Halloween special. We're going to talk about offensive Halloween costumes. And not the offensive Halloween costumes I usually call people about. I didn't get a chance to make prank calls this last couple weeks. My thing is, I call costume shops and I ask them for help with just the most fucking offensive thing I can think of. Just a string of them. And see how they react. Most of them go with the flow. Some of them in past years have even helped me along. Thinking my idea was good, and they're going to give me the best fucking advice available. One lady, I forget what I talked about. I think last year, a woman hung up on me. Maybe it was 2 years ago. Because I was asking if I get the Caitlyn Jenner costume. I'm paraphrasing. My memory's bad with it. I asked her if I get a Caitlyn Jenner costume and if I have, like, get some tape to tape up my balls or something like that. I don't know. She didn't like that. So she wrapped up the call post-haste, as the kids say. But I didn't get a chance to do any Halloween prank calls this year. But we're going to talk about some offensive Halloween costumes. But not ones that you think are offensive. We've become so pussified in this fucking country and in this world. And this is a prime example of it. I'll show you two tweets. When you have the video version of the show, you'll be able to see them. Two memes about what not to do on Halloween. And it's the dumbest shit imaginable. Anyway, I'll get to it. We have that. I'm also going to give you an update on the hate group softball league / bowling league and the fucking debacle that's become. The one thing I've created, the thing I'm most proud of creating, the hate group softball league, is a debacle of immense proportions. My legacy is going down in flames. Also, I'll give you a list, because St. Peter's usually here to do the list. I haven't heard from St. Peter in months, which is not a bad thing. He's probably dead. Which is also not a bad thing. I'm being honest. I'm honest with you all, my listeners. It's not a bad thing. But it's all not going to happen. St. Peter will always come back. He always has. He always will. In any case, he usually does the list. Today, I'm doing the list. And what is the name of it? Let me see. Hold on. New, better ways to ask for candy when you're trick-or-treating. New, better ways. Mo better ways, if you will, of asking for candy if you are if you are trick-or-treating. Hopefully you have a cool costume. If I see you out with a bad costume, I will make fun of you. I'll be merciless in my roast of you. You have no idea. You have no fucking idea, son. Anyway. So we got that coming up. Also, we have weed news at the end of the show. We'll get to all that. After a couple breaks as well, go check out our sponsors. Their banners on sternjesus.net. They support us, so go support them. You can also support the show and get the video version of the show, as I said, patreon.com/stonerjesus420. One more thing before we check out these Halloween costume things. The Marijuana Times. Most of you know I write for the Marijuana Times. You can go check me out on there, marijuanatimes.org. Tomorrow, Monday the 30th, October 30th, we're going to start the Marijuana Times show. Okay? It's going to be the Marijuana Times Facebook. You know, I'll tweet it out, of course, and Facebook it and all that stuff. If you follow me, you won't be able to get away from it. Let's put it that way. It's going to be a daily news show, 10, 15 minutes, covering the weed news. Something small, easily shareable. Go like it and share it, all that stuff. Check out the Marijuana Times Facebook and marijuanatimes.org. That will be awesome of you. Now, let's check out some offensive, the offensive things that shouldn't be offensive, the things you wouldn't think are offensive. The Halloween costumes. If you have the video version of the show, you can see it up there. This is a tweet that I tweeted. I forget where I found this picture, but I tweeted out and said something like, don't be a pussy or something. I don't know. Here's the thing. It says, how to not be a jerk this Halloween. I mean, if you do any of this stuff, you will be a jerk. It's not, like I said, it's not the offensive costume ideas. Like, you know, I've asked people about dressing as Trayvon Martin and Hitler and all kinds of people and prank calls. This is none of that stuff. Like the first one here, when they say no problematic historical figures, they're not talking about just Hitler. They're talking about anybody they would find problematic. Whether it's Robert E. Lee, George Washington, Thomas Jefferson, they were slave owners. Christopher Columbus, of course, killed mad Native Americans. Just mad numbers of them. And really subjective. It's a problematic historical figure. Maybe what's problematic to you isn't problematic to someone else. I think, Woodrow Wilson was a fucking dick. If you dress as Woodrow Wilson, I mean, like, you're a dick. You're a fucking dick, bro. Can't be Woodrow Wilson in it out here. Can't be Woodrow Wilson in it. So no problematic historical figures. Next, don't glorify violence against women. I remember calling, doing a prank call to a Halloween costume place one year, and I said that I was going to go. It's Chris Brown. I'm showing you how long ago this was. I was Chris Brown, and she's going to be Rihanna, and I was going to smack her around in public or something like that. And the point is, well, the point is with all of these, we've gotten a little too fucking sensitive to what's going on. Like, if you wear a vampire costume, it doesn't mean you approve of sinking your fucking teeth into people's necks and drinking the blood out of them. It's fucking dumb. This next one's even worse. Cultures are not costumes. Absolutely no blackface, brownface, or yellowface. No religious garb, i.e. hijabs, bedinis, etc. So you can't wear a dot on your head. You can't wear a fucking Pope hat. You can't wear a hijab or a burqa. No native headdresses. You know how much that encompasses, how many different fucking native headdresses there are. I'm assuming when they say native, they mean in the United States, Native Americans. Absolutely no gypsy-related costumes. Now we can't be fucking gypsies. First of all, when did gypsies become a protected minority? I miss that. I got the rest of them. I'm up to date on all those. When did gypsies become a protected minority, the way to be sensitive about? So anything looks like a gypsy, which, and since pirates look so much like gypsies, I guess you can't be a fucking pirate either. But wait, we're not done. Gender identity is not a costume. Don't dress trans if you're not trans. Does that mean I can't dress like a woman? What kind of bullshit is this? If I want to dress like a fucking broad on Halloween or any goddamn time I want to, I'm allowed to do that. If I want to put on a fucking dress and some lipstick and some heels and go out and fucking beg people door to door for candy, that's what I'm going to do. You fucking assholes. You fucking pussies. This last one, sexual identity is not a costume. Don't dress as a gay figure if you're not gay. What does that even mean? What does that mean? What is dressing as a gay figure? I mean, if I wear a fanny pack, am I dressing like a gay figure or am I just wearing a fucking fanny pack? Does that mean I can't like have a dildo strapped to my face? Like right next to my mouth? What is that, a gay figure? What's a gay figure? How do I know if I'm fucking that one up? I don't fucking know. That's the point. Anyway, there's another one. Let me go back here. This one's a funny one. This is a funny meme that somebody made by poking fun of all these pussies. And it's a bunch of kids. It says, no candy for bigoted children if your child's costume promotes. And then it goes the whole fucking thing. Let me bring it up for those of you watching on the video. You can see it there. No candy for bigoted children. You've probably seen this meme around the, around. If your child's costume promotes, and for instance, it's got Batman, it says poor shaming because Bruce Wayne was rich. Handy Manny says promoting building a wall. A skeleton costume promotes eating disorders. Stay Puft Marshmallow Man is fat shaming. If you dress your kid as a cop, it's you're promoting systematic abuse of power. It goes on and on. This one has like a little thing with wings and a tail and says Wyvern shaming. I don't even know what that is. Is that a Game of Thrones reference? I have no idea. I don't know. But it's funny, though. It's up on my Twitter. Like I say, you've probably seen it as well. You start down this road, anything can become offensive to anybody. It's subjective. It's the fucking point. You can't have rules for Halloween. You know, according to this, and I tweeted this out as well. I thought it was very clever. According to this meme I showed earlier, I can't be a gay trans man with an Indian headdress dressed like Christopher Columbus in blackface because I'm breaking like fucking six rules. Literally, like the thing we were talking about in the opening bit. If you cut two holes in a sheet, as I did a few times as a kid because I was fucking poor. You cut two holes in a sheet and go as a ghost. Is that something? Does that look too much like a KK uniform? Can you not do that anymore? Dumb. Pussified. Shit. It gets old. It gets really, really old. just the constant avalanche of bullshit. We don't need to be so pussyfied. Just stop. Just stop it. Calm down. Anyway, coming up, I'm going to tell you about the Hate Group Softball League, what's going on there. Also, I'll tell you some good ways to ask for candy, some new ways to ask for candy. Not the bullshit old ways you used to do when you ask for candy. I'm talking good, better ways than you do it. Better than your shitty way of doing it. That's what we got coming up. Snare Jesus Show, chapter 1. Verse 15. Of course, free version of the audio. Audio version of the show. SnareJesus.net, CanvasRadio.com, etc. If you want to see the video version of the show, make sure you check out Patreon.com/StonerJesus. 420. We'll be back, hoes. Damn it. Hold on.
The Stoner Jesus Show on CannabisRadio.com.
The Stoner Jesus Show is brought to you in part by Hemptations.com and PlanetEverywhere.com. They got a lot of awesome stuff for you to check out. But don't just take my word for it. Let Beach, the owner of Hemptations, tell you all about it.
It's a very large selection of hemp goods, everything from reusable coffee filters to frisbees, bandanas, everything planted everywhere on the site is made in Cincinnati, Ohio, made locally. We also have other retail products from our cosmetics, earthly body product, bags on the retail site. You know, again, anybody local in Cincinnati can go to Hemptations.com and get the info on the stores. Planted Everywhere is our .com is our retail site. You can hit me up on Hemptation Beach or like my Facebook page, Hemptations or Hemptations 2. I'm on Twitter, Google, I'm on the internet everywhere, just like everyone. You know, we love to hear from people all over the world, positive things about industrial hemp. That's what I do. That's what we do. Largest selection of industrial hemp on the planet in the stores. And I'd like to grow that inventory to be able to say that I haven't actually checked out all the other hemp retail spots to see if we have the largest amount on our planet everywhere. But it's a fair selection.
And as Beach always says,
having Hemptations.
Oh, let the marijuana llama tell you something now. About a game for your phone, gonna make you say, wow! The game's about the game of growing cannabis for cash. Grow the seeds, sell the bud, put the savings in the stash. Little by little, your empire grows large. Put different celebrities inside your entourage. You can choose to play with Snoop or me or Cheech and Chong. Cypress Hill, Willie Nelson, Wiz Khalifa with a bong. The name of the game is Hemping, that's the point. Download and play while you light yourself a joint. The business of cannabis should be no crime. Hemp Inc. is even hot proved by the man who run High Times. Oh yeah, get it on Android and iOS today. Marijuana Llama out. Got to tend to me own crops, you know. Money don't make itself. Hemp Inc.
Tommy Chong is ready to cut through the smoke and change the tone of Tilk Radio.
All you have to do is decriminalize. We don't need a government regulation to tell us this is good pot, that's bad pot. We don't need any of that.
The Tommy Chong Podcast, only on CannabisRadio.com.
Welcome to my world.
From dabs to chivas, sativas to indicas, we roll out a whole concentrate of fresh new content every week. It's like going from the greenhouse to the dispensary. CannabisRadio.com.
Are you disturbed by the prescription medication commercials on television and their endless list of side effects? They go on, and you end up having to take multiple pills to counteract the problems caused by the first pill. It never ends. Have you looked into CBD as a more natural option? At Saturn Ranch, we produce all-natural CBD topicals and THC-infused edibles. Premium lab-tested hemp-derived CBD is the most important ingredient in our products. From topical balms, salt scrubs, bath-soaking salts to tinctures and edibles, you're sure to find something to help. Family-owned and operated, we at Saturn Ranch believe in and use our products daily. Don't put anything on your body that you wouldn't put in your body. SaturnRanch.com.
Fortunate to have Michael Brewer of Brewer and Shipley. Your signature top 10 song, One Toke Over the Line. I've read a couple different versions of what the tune's origins are. What's the true story?
We were playing a little club in Kansas City. A friend stopped by with some really good hash. We stepped out back and came back in. We're tuning up in the dressing room, and Tom said, Man, I'm really one toke over the line, and I just cracked up. I thought it was hysterical. We literally wrote that song just entertaining ourselves and to make our friends laugh.
Sitting downtown in a railway station, one toke over the line.
It's time to Hemp Presents, only on Cannabis Radio.
The following CannabisRadio.com program contains explicit language and content that can be considered graphic and offensive. This program is not suitable for all audiences, and the opinions expressed do not reflect those of CannabisRadio.com, its staff, management, or sponsors. Listener discretion is advised. Stoner Jesus Show on CannabisRadio.com.
Whoops. Fuck that up. Decided to test something, and it didn't go well. Damn it. Now I'm all fucked up here. Here we go. Now we're back. Holy crap. Yeah, it didn't work at all. It says play out. I guess it means play out the whole thing. Trying to get it where it just stop after the fucking thing that I'm playing instead of me having to stop it myself. But apparently that doesn't work. Apparently that's not going to happen. Oh, fuck. Anyway, welcome back, everybody. Stern Jesus Show, Chapter 1, Verse 15. Welcome, one and all, to the show. Before I get to different ways, we got Weed News coming up, by the way, as well. Before I get to different ways that you should ask for candy on Halloween, I'm going to tell you about the Hate Group Softball League now. I forget what season. I think this is season 7 of the Hate Group Softball League. And those of you who followed the show for a long time, you know that it was my soul creation, my baby, if you will. I don't want to call it that. It's not, you know, it wasn't that fucking important, but the Hate Group Softball League. I created the Hate Group Softball League in order to heal the hate that is engulfing our world through the medium of slow pitch underhand softball. And for many years, it went great. We had a lot of great games. We healed a lot of hate. We did a lot of good. But that's no longer the case. You followed us the last couple of years, the bowling league. We tried to get something to heal the hate during the winter. And of course, indoor bowling is obvious. The obvious answer is indoor bowling. That didn't work. That fell apart. We lost a lot of teams. There was a lot of damage. There was a lot of... suffice it to say, there was a lot of criminal inquiries. Now, certain things that happened, certain things were beyond my control. Certainly. Let me make that clear. Any criminal proceedings or criminal wrongdoing that happened because of the Hate Group Softball League or the Hate Group Bowling League were beyond my control. I've said this in court many times, and I'll say it again here for you all. But the time has come, and the time always comes, is eventually. All good things must come to an end, as they say. I mean, look into the camera dramatically, and like I'm in mourning. There you go. So anyway, the Hate Group Softball League, the Hate Group Bowling League, all of it, the brand, everything that comes with it, the whole fucking kit and caboodle, I am putting on sale. Yes, that's right. I'm announcing here on the Stoner Jesus Show, the Hate Group Softball League and the Hate Group Bowling League, a package deal, is for sale. Contact me. I'm not putting it on eBay or any other auction sites. It's only for fans of the show. If you truly love the Hate Group Softball League and the Hate Group Bowling League and you want to make it move forward and you want to do good things with it, well, you got to buy it. You got to buy it. So come get that shit. Everything must go. It's a fucking fire sale, man. Everything. Our lease with Joseph Goebbels Memorial Softball Park. All of the merchandising contracts, which may or may not exist. All of that. All of that is for sale. Just get in touch with me. Email me, sternerjesus420@gmail.com. Everything must go. I feel bad. I feel It's an end of an era, but I can't handle it anymore. I just can't. It's too much. It's too much for me. I got a lot of shit going on. Very important person. So I can no longer run and deal with all the people of the Hay Group Softball League. Truth be told, St. Peter used to take a lot of care of a lot of this shit. He was commissioner for a while, actually, of the Hay Group Softball League. And he took a lot of this work off my shoulders. Because I have to run this this fucking brilliant video audio production I got going on here. And to prove that, look at me switch cameras. Bam! Look at that. I think that also is not over my face. Beautiful. To turn this a little bit. There we go. It's better. See, I got all this going on. I'm switching cameras and doing shit like that and cool shit and whatever. Putting up graphics, taking them off. I'm busy. Busy with shit going on. God damn it. Anyway, that's it. It's for sale. I can't do it anymore. It's been fun. 7 years. We did like 4 years of Hay Group Bowling League. We healed a lot of hate. We did a lot of good. Just come take it. Just come get this shit out of here. Really. Our inventory's packed full. It has to go. So, now, moving on. Best ways to ask for candy this Halloween. And look at that. I changed the graphics as I say it. Oh, this is fucking amazing. I'm Steven fucking Spielberg. Because I'm directing, I'm hosting at the same time. Isn't that amazing? Aren't you amazed? Those of you watching my video, right there. You, right there. Are you amazed? Hold on, what about you? In this angle, you're amazed? It's amazing. Anyway, best way is to ask for candy this Halloween. I know a lot of you say trick or treat, that's dumb. I'm sorry, I don't mean to insult you or anything, but that's fucking retarded. I'm sorry if I insulted you by saying retarded. It's fucking mentally challenged or whatever. There's better ways. Don't do trick or treat. Everybody's expecting that shit. That's bullshit. I have a list. I can do lists too. I don't fucking need St. Peter. Fuck him. I have a list of best ways to ask for candy this Halloween. Number one. And this is very important. The first one. Because it's a Charles Dickens reference. So it's only about 160 years old, this reference. But you have to do it in an English accent. I think actually the movie was newer than that, but it's been like 70 years. I think it's a famous scene in Oliver Twist. I'm paraphrasing. I might be in the book wrong too, in the movie. I don't care. You get what I'm saying. You have to say it very loud and in a very thick English accent. Please, sir, may I have some more? You gotta say it just like that. And you gotta put the accent in the end on more. More. Like that. And you got, look at my face while I do this. I look like Oliver Twist. After he had brain damage. May I please have some more? Like that. You gotta get your mouth open and make an O sound. More. And I know, maybe it only makes sense if they've given you candy and you're asking for more. Don't know. Wait before they give you candy. Just say some in your thick English accent, may I please have some more? Before they even give you anything. They'll be so confused, they'll be dumping fucking candy in your bag. Just to get you to go away, you little weirdo. Next on the list of best ways to ask for candy this Halloween. Must be that dumb trick-or-treat bullshit. Now you can do this, you should probably do this one in an Italian accent or maybe like a New York accent, but it's optional, I guess. No, fuck it, it's not optional. You gotta do it this way. Never mind. Fuck that optional shit. You have to do it exactly the way I tell you to do it. It's not gonna work. this is what you say. A. None of that fun size bullshit. Capiche? Maybe it's a little Andrew Dice Clay. And you don't have to know, I know most of you don't know what the fuck capiche means. It doesn't matter. It means, you know, give me some fucking candy. So don't worry about it. A. None of that fun size bullshit, capiche? See, there you go. I hope you're writing this shit down. I'll be lost forever. Well, this is recorded on video and audio, but shut up. Next. Here's a good one. Especially if you go to like a hippie house or somebody with like, you know, long hair. Because this is what they tell us is going to happen everywhere. People are giving out edibles. Go, hey, Hey, man, you got any of those, wink, wink, nod, nod, nudge, nudge. You got any of those chronic gummies? You know what I'm talking about, dude? Chronic gummies? It may seem a little long. They're going to be standing there for 10 minutes asking them for fucking weed edibles. Trust me. They'll bring that shit out. Because that's what happens. People love giving away their weed edibles for free. It happens all the time, as we all know. Next, best ways to ask for candy this Halloween. Now this, you don't need an accent. You can kind of, if you want to use an accent, that's fine. The point is you have to say it loud. You have to be really fucking loud, like annoyingly loud. Like no matter else, what's going on, there's going to be 20 kids around. It doesn't matter. These people are going to hear you. You ready? You get up to the door. They're about to hand you some candy. Make sure you're like really close to them so you really get the full effect and go, let's do this thing. But say it like 10 times louder than I just did. And I said it really loud. It echoed in here. Let's do this thing. Just make it as loud as you can. And if at one house you feel like you didn't do it loud enough, do it louder at the next house. And so you got it perfected. You got to perfect your let's do this thing yell. Next, best ways to ask for candy is Halloween. Stoner Jesus Show, chapter 1, verse 15. And some people may claim that this doesn't make sense, but those people are dumb. It's like trick or treat is dumb. These people are dumb. They don't get it. Say this. Bitches get stitches. I get candy. That's it. You may be saying to yourself, that sounds really dumb. That doesn't sound like it's going to work. Mark my words. And again, I will look into the camera for dramatic effect. That's going to catch on. Bitches get stitches. I get candy. You're going to see that next Halloween on all kinds of fucking t-shirts. It's going to be the catchphrase to end all catchphrases. Bitches get stitches. I get candy. It's even better with the pauses. There you go. And there's more. Hold on. I got another page. Very professional. Broadcast continues. Here's a couple more. No, actually, this is just one long one. I thought it was two. This is the last one. God damn it. Best way is to ask for candy. We still got weed news coming up, which I didn't pull up the fucking intro for that. I got to remember to do that. See? Fucking user error. Never ends. Last but not least, best ways to ask for candy is Halloween. None of that bullshit trick-or-treat dumbassery. Roses are red. Candy corn sucks. Give me some Tootsie Rolls or shit's about to get fucked. If that shit doesn't work and doesn't get you some candy, I don't know what to tell you. Maybe you just have bad luck. Maybe you're ugly. Maybe you smell bad. Maybe that's why you can get candy. I don't know. Go take a shower. I can't fix all your fucking problems. Stoner Jesus Show, chapter 1, verse 7. I'm going to attempt to do this again. Go to break. Let's see if that shit works. Fuck, man. Stoner Jesus Show. Go check out our sponsors on stonerjesus.net. Click their banners because they support us. So go support them. Weed news coming up. I'm going to go get the intro for that. I need that. Makes it all seem like it's a professional undertaking. We'll be back after this show.
The Stoner Jesus Show on CannabisRadio.com.
Hello, my children. Stoner Jesus here to tell you about another great sponsor of the Stoner Jesus Show, NextBardo.com. Check out that headshot banner on StonerJesus.net. They don't have just glass. They have a full line of smoking products, including wood pipes, metal pipes, roll-your-own supplies, pouches, storage, grinders, dab rigs, water pipes, vaporizers, and more. An amazing variety. Check out NextBardo.com. That's NextBardo.com. Or simply click their banner on stonerjesus.net. to check them out. There's free shipping on all domestic orders over $20 and free shipping and a free gift with orders over $50. They offer worldwide shipping. Make sure you use discount code STONERJESUS. That's all one word, STONERJESUS, to get 10% off your first order at nextbardo.com. 21 and older, please. Click that headshot banner on stonerjesus.net. Make sure you use discount code STONERJESUS. Stoner Jesus, all one word, and get 10% off your first order at Next Bardo. Check them out, another awesome sponsor of the Stoner Jesus Show.
Do you want to get in on the booming cannabis industry? With New Frontier Data, we give industry insiders the power of big data analytics to help navigate this rapidly growing and changing landscape. New Frontier's tools help you make critical decisions based on the facts. Our industry analyst reports reveal the best opportunities, our custom research engagements deliver answers to the most difficult questions, and our cutting-edge big data platform, Equio, puts real-time information and answers you need right at your fingertips. Go to www.equio.io and sign up for your free membership today. That's EQUIO.io to sign up now. The power of real-time big data is now in your hands. Run with New Frontier and let us help you conquer the wild.
The smoke is rising, and the next crop of podcasts devoted to cannabis providers and enthusiasts are ready to be harvested.
Welcome to the Cannabis Radio Network,
founded by respected rainmakers who have been producing award-winning podcasts for over a decade. Industry headlines, business updates, medical reports, marketing, and e-commerce education rolled up perfectly for your consumption.
Let's grow together. The Cannabis Radio Network. CannabisRadio.com.
CannabisRadio.com proudly presents the newest and greatest podcast in the galaxy, The Real Dirt with Chip Baker, your insider industry connection to accurate and entertaining information about cannabis technology, production, cultivation, and everything in between. Rolling joints and dropping knowledge about cannabis technology, production, cultivation, and everything in between. The future of legal cannabis has arrived, and we want to give you The Real Dirt with Chip Baker. Look for new episodes at CannabisRadio.com, TheRealDirt.com, or subscribe to the show on iTunes, Stitcher, and iHeartRadio.
Welcome to Cannabis Confidential. I'm your host, Dr. Dina. We've got David Faustino on the line, Bud Bundy from Married with Children. Did you feel nervous being a celebrity walking into a weed store?
I don't remember at all being like, ooh, I'm scared someone's going to take my picture here.
What are they going to say? Bud Bundy smokes bud? I mean, come on.
It wouldn't be a big shocker. Hey, this is David Faustino, and I'm on Cannabis Confidential with my girl Dr. Dina on CannabisRadio.com.
The next generation of vaporizers has arrived. Vuber vaporizers are blazing the way with unparalleled technology for oil, concentrate, or dry flower pens. Providing unsurpassed customer service and expert craftsmanship, Vuber vaporizers use cutting-edge technology, providing a power-packed, smoother vapor with a lifetime guarantee. Experience vaporizing the way it was meant to be, the Vuber way.
The following CannabisRadio.com program contains explicit language and content that can be considered graphic and offensive. This program is not suitable for all audiences, and the opinions expressed do not reflect those of CannabisRadio.com, its staff, management, or sponsors. Listener discretion is advised.
Now, here's cannabis news coverage you can count on. From the Stoner Jesus Show's Cannabis Radio Newsroom, inside the rectory, this is Weed News.
Yeah, what's up, everybody? Stoner Jesus Show, Chapter 1, Verse 15. Welcome back, all those of you listening. The free audio version on stonerjesus.net. Welcome. Find it on iTunes, as well, and Stitcher also. CannabisRadio.com, of course. They haven't updated the iHeartRadio feed in a while. I'm not sure why that is. I keep forgetting to ask, so you know how that goes. Well, forgetful. Anyway, welcome back. It is time for weed news, as you just heard. The awesome production, which comes from CannabisRadio.com. I certainly didn't make that. With that kind of skill. Anyway, we got our weed news from Cannabis tweets on Twitter. Also, as I mentioned earlier, I write for the Marijuana Times. MarijuanaTimes.org. This first story, MarijuanaTimes.org. I'm sure a lot of you have seen this. New poll shows Republicans are increasingly in favor of cannabis legalization. A new Gallup poll came out showing that of 64% of people favor marijuana legalization. That's right. You heard me correctly. 64%. That includes 51% of Republicans. First time there's ever been more than 50% of Republicans supporting marijuana legalization. In a Gallup poll going back to 1969, only 12% favored cannabis legalization. As little as 10 years ago, it was like 30-something percent. Now it is 64%. 72% of Democrats, 67% of independents. And as I mentioned, of course, the 51% Republicans. Disapproval has fallen from 39% to 34%. It's really incredible. But, you know, it's, you know, we're here now. I mean, this is, we've gone a long time. We've done a lot. It's taken a long time to get here. But now that we have the momentum, this is when we need to take advantage. Morgan Fox, the Marijuana Policy Project, said in a statement, Americans are tired of wasting resources arresting hundreds of thousands of individuals every year for using a substance that is safer than alcohol. In the 5 years since the first states made marijuana legal for adults, it has become increasingly clear that unlike prohibition, regulation works. Adult use marijuana laws create jobs, generate tax revenue, and protect consumers while taking marijuana, the marijuana market, out of the hands of criminals, which is exactly what it's done. And people are saying it's working. People are saying the sky is not falling. The roads are not full of stone zombies. Because, well, I'm not going to go into the reasons that marijuana legalization works. You know. I've been talking about this shit for a long time. I've been writing about it for 8 years. I've been doing it on this show now, off and on, for over 11 years. It's working. And people are saying it's working. And if you're for prohibition, the marijuana prohibition, you're fucking losing. Besides being a loser, you're fucking losing. You fucking loser. Here's a story I wrote for the Marijuana Times. It's called, Is Dangerously Potent Pot Making People Lose Their Minds? Of course, you have the video version of the show. You can see it there up on the screen. Basically, there was a Newsweek article. And the title of the Newsweek article was, Marijuana, Why Dangerously Potent Pot is Making People Lose Their Minds and Memories. That's the actual fucking title of a Newsweek article. The problem is you go into the Newsweek article and you find out they're full of shit, obviously. You find out that they cite a small study out of England that shows cannabis has higher levels of THC than ever. Okay, that's the basis. That's their baseline for how they try to build, quote unquote, this claim. And most people who study the issue of cannabis won't object to that. Yes, there is more THC. It's been bred that way. Pot's stronger now than it used to be. Better growing methods, better breeding, more knowledge. All of this has led to a better product. That's the way products are. It's like saying, well, you know, the iPhone 8 is so much better than the iPhone 1. What the fuck's up with that? Remember the first iPhone? The iPhone 8 is so much better than that. What kind of bullshit is this? It's so much stronger, so much faster, so much more ability. Yeah, that's the way shit works, son. It gets better. Weed gets better. Okay, so we can all agree. There's more THC. Next, they cite a study, a single study, by the way. And there's, if you get a marijuana moment from Tom Angel, you see there's sometimes there's 5-6 new studies every fucking day that all say a bunch of different shit. They cite one study that purports to show that using cannabis has higher level, that has higher levels of THC leads to an increased possibility of, quote, psychiatric problems, end quote. That's all they need to add the next part of their title, making people lose their minds. Higher THC means you have psychiatric problems, means higher THC means you are losing your mind, and that's the way it works. That's the way it works. Higher THC leads you to lose your mind. You're losing your mind, your memory. That's it. That's it. Open and shut. Case fucking closed. Next, they claim the strains that have higher levels of THC and lower levels of CBD increase this risk. Now, there have been studies that show that CBD helps mitigate some of the side effects of THC, like the euphoria or the anxiety or that kind of thing. We've really just started looking into this, how CBD affects and mitigates the effects of THC. So what they're saying is if you have too much THC and too much CBD, well, you're going to lose your mind. Which seems to me a bit of fear-mongering, a bit irresponsible as far as Newsweek and the making of their title. But, you know, whatever. You know, who am I? Who am I to say that their title is bullshit? But it is. You can go check that out on marijuanatimes.org. And those of you who like weed news, like I said, the Marijuana Times show I'm going to be doing is something you might want to check out. It's last stories from Las Vegas Review Journal. Nevada recreational marijuana sales reached $33 million in August. That's right. You have the video version of the show. Of course, you can see it up on the screen there. Nevada dispensaries sold more than $33 million in recreational marijuana, and the state pulled in nearly $5 million in total taxes in August. That's up from $27 million in sales and $3.7 million in taxes in July, which was the state's first month of recreational sales. For those you've been following, haven't been following what's going on in Nevada, in lieu of getting everything geared up for recreational sales and recreational licensing, they're allowing medical marijuana dispensaries to sell recreational or adult use marijuana to people. And it's going well. They're selling a lot of it, obviously, which they would, because there's, you know, people are buying it already. How many times I've said this on the show? People are buying marijuana already. They buy it legally. You're just moving the market. Now it's legal. Now they can do that. Undercut the black market, the crime, the violence that's associated with it. I don't know what we're supposed to be doing. These are all more than projections, by the way, which I've always said as well. Projections are bullshit. You can't estimate the illegal market for marijuana. You just can't. You can attempt it, but you're probably going to be wrong. You're probably going to be very wrong. Because people are not going to report that shit. There's no sales receipts. There's no data to keep track of. You're just guessing on how many people smoke weed illegally because you don't know. You know, there's estimates that go all over the place in America, 15, 20 million, 25 million, 30 million, 35 million. I've heard all those numbers. As far as how many people use marijuana on a daily basis or a regular basis, or however they, however the question is phrased when they do surveys and shit. So it's going well. Marijuana legalization is going well everywhere because it's always going to. It's always going to go well. Because for all the reasons I've given on this show and imprint over 3,000 articles in the last 8 years, it's working. We said it was going to work. I don't want to pat myself on the back, but, you know, hey, good job. You killed that shit. Thank you. Thank you. It's one of those times I wish I had my applause sound effect ready. Don't. Sad. I love how Trump, not to switch subjects, we're about to get out of here. Trump ends most of his tweets now with just sad. That's his catchphrase. I don't know. Maybe it'll catch on. Maybe next year you'll see a bunch of people in shirts that just say sad. Sad. That's sad. You're sad. What you did was sad. Stoner Jesus Show, chapter 1, verse 15. That's Weed News. Be on the lookout for the Marijuana Times show. Go check out sternjesus.net for all information on the show. All that stuff. Thank you, everyone, for listening. Please go share the show. Tell your homies. Tell your hoes. Tell every motherfucker so every motherfucker knows about the Stoner Jesus show. We'll see you next time. Whenever I decide to do a show, we'll see what it is. But if you want to see more of me, make sure you check out the Marijuana Times show. It's going to be daily, 5 days a week. Weekdays, check out marijuanatimes.org for more information. Of course, keep track of my Twitter feed, my Facebook feed. I'll be posting it on there as well, sharing it, whatnot. So, thanks everybody for listening. We will see you all next time. Hopefully about a week. Peace, bitches. I'm not going to do that.